Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well. Happy opening day. We are here. We are live. It is Beamer in for Bowerly one last time here on News Radio 930. WBEN, hope you're having a fantastic day. Maybe you took off for your favorite team, or maybe your favorite team's the Mets and they don't play until you're out of work anyway. Whatever it is, I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Hope your day is going well. Beautiful day outside. A little cold, but beautiful day outside. And I want to start off with this, and I'm also going to end with this, because I know people tune in and out throughout the show. I just want to say the last few weeks filling in has been absolutely amazing. You guys are great. The audience is great. Obviously, these shows wouldn't go anywhere without the audience. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, and I look forward to going back to the mornings, and I think we all look forward to hearing from the host of the show, Mr. Tom Bowerly, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So I just want to say thanks to everybody, thanks to the audience, the listeners, thanks to management for trusting me with this microphone, thanks to Josh on the other side of the glass, thanks to Jimmy, thanks to Nate, because they're sitting in the other room right now, so I assume they're doing some kind of help. So just thank you to everybody. I just want to make sure that I put that out there, and I'll say that again at the end of the show, but I wanted to say that for people who will be tuning in and out through the afternoon. Well, as I said, it is opening day. And opening day is one of my favorite days of the year. Now, I know I can't go on here and talk baseball for 4 hours because I will literally sink the audience worse than the CNN primetime lineup. But I do want to kind of make baseball, I want to make topics out of things that are going on in baseball. Does that make sense? And I think I've done a good job of doing that, at least with our first two topics of the day. And the first one, with news of gas prices on the rise again, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but it's on our website at WBEN.com. You can also get the story from our Twitter page, at WBEN. Local gas prices up as much as 30 cents per gallon in some areas. Quote, we will continue to see rises in gas prices, certainly through the Easter holiday. Beyond that, we'll just have to wait and see. That's from the AAA. Brayton Wilson put a story at WBEN.com if you want to check it out. So I think I have that in the back of my mind. And then I see this. This came in my email today. How many Americans have to work to afford Major League Baseball tickets? And, you know, you're looking down the list and you're thinking, okay, who's got the most expensive tickets? Well, you don't have to look much further than the New York Yankees, of course, and their average ticket price, $61.59. The Mets, only $28.73. Isn't that funny? They have similar payrolls, but the Mets are almost $40 cheaper. So it broke it up by price, but then it put next to it the average hours that the average American has to work to get those tickets. Now, if you're a Colorado Rockies fan, you're in good luck because you only have to work 2 hours to get the average ticket in Colorado. And obviously the New York Yankees the most with 8 hours. I'm sorry. Yes, 8 hours. So I thought, well, let's take a look at your life and let's take a look at what do you like to do? What do you do for fun? All right. Now, obviously, we're not talking about a vacation, right? Because I think a lot of people probably bring 40 to 80 hours of work worth of money on a vacation and budget that kind of money for a vacation. But look at what you like to do, right? What's something that you like to do? How many hours of work does it cost to do what you like to do? And then let's look at groceries. You know, most people are not like me. They'll go to the grocery store once or twice a week and they'll get their full week's worth of groceries. How many hours of work goes into that week of groceries? You know, if you break it down that way, and I think of my most recent trip to the grocery store, I picked up some toilet paper, paper towels. You could see we were short in the paper product part of the apartment. And I think I got some grapes. I think I may have gotten a thing of chicken. Anyway, it worked out to like $32, right? $32. Let's break that down. The average American, what they make, that might be 3 hours of work. Right? Or 2.5 hours of work. So if you look at it that way, how much work are you spending when it comes to groceries, your everyday thing, car insurance? How many hours of work does your car insurance cost every month? And then have you noticed gas prices on the rise? Where have you seen the most expensive and where have you seen the cheapest when it comes to gas prices? Because I'll tell you, I haven't filled my car up in a few days and I was just looking at it because I heard Brayton's story and I'm driving down Maple and I go, ooh, we're getting back up there. Now, right now, the average price of gas is $3.38 a gallon, okay? But we know how this jumps up. We know what happens. One day it'll be $3.38 and we know we might wake up tomorrow and it might be $3.80. Right? I mean, that's not crazy. I mean, there have been times where I live very close to a gas station. Okay? I can see the sign when I walk my dog. There have been times where at night I'll see one price, and then the next time I walk my dog the next morning, I will see a very much different price. And I have seen it go from mid $3 into the $4. So I want to know from you, where have you seen the expensive gas? Where have you seen the cheap gas? And for people who pay, you know, I have a BJ's membership, right? Now, I have that more for, I think they have good deals on things. You can, you know, buy a bulk supply of something and, you know, last you half the year. But they also have good prices on electronics. This is not an ad for BJ's Wholesale. But a lot of people get that membership just for the gas. And I want to know, is the membership where you pay, if it's BJ's, if it's Sam's Club, is it worth the membership? Are you really saving at the end of the day with the membership? Now, memberships aren't overly expensive, right? But is it worth it? And do you live close enough to where that drive is worth it, right? Because I know people who will drive, you know, 15 miles out of their way. Like, to a point, that's 30 miles there and back, right? Is it worth it? You know, I'm fortunate. The BJ's Wholesale closest to me is right down the street. You know, it's not even a mile down the street. That's very easy. Very easy to go and fill up. But there are people I know that belong to, you know, something. They'll only get their gas from there. Or they go on an app and they find the cheapest gas in the area. But they're driving, you know, they're driving from the north towns to the south towns to get gas. Like, is that worth it? At the end of the day, is it worth it? Because by the time you get back to your house, you've already put 15 miles on your new tank of gas. So 803-0930, star 930, couple of topics for you today. And yes, of course, I have to tie in baseball with it. I thought this was interesting while we're loading up the calls. I thought this was interesting. 47% of Americans say they're planning to go to an MLB game in 2023. 58% prefer to watch MLB games on TV, in person instead of on TV. I thought that number would be a lot higher because I do think baseball is the one sport that is so much better in person than it is on TV. Obviously, I'll sit and watch it on TV. But I definitely think it's one of those games. You go in person, you just fall in love with the sport all over again. Let's go. So we're talking about, just to recap, if you're just tuning in, how many hours of work do your groceries cost? How many hours of work does maybe a favorite activity cost? and gas prices, they're starting to go back up. Where are you noticing the cheaper prices, the higher prices? And do you belong to a Sam's Club or a BJ's just for the gas? Is it worth it? Let's go to Jeremy in Buffalo.
Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, Jeremy. Where are you seeing some of the best and worst gas prices?
So I work over on like Allen Street area, and there's a gas station at Lexington and Elmwood, and they advertise their gas to be a certain price, but it's about 20 cents more.
So,
and then I went to the res the other day on the way back from a day of hiking, and I paid $3.09.
Wow.
And the gas at Lexington and Elmwood was about $3.59.
Wow. So 50 cents on a gallon. That piles up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does, man. It's pretty expensive up here. And especially in the city, you leave a little bit outside of it, it can be hit or miss.
Yeah, but would you drive? Now, you said you were up there already. Would you drive up there just to get gas, or do you try to make it on your way of doing something?
It's only if I'm out that way. I wouldn't drive down to Irving to get cheap gas. That's for my vehicle, it's not really worth it.
Right? I'm surprised the number of people who will drive so far out of their way to get cheaper gas. At the end of the day, that savings you're spending on the drive back.
Yeah. And you know what? Back in 2020, we went down there, and the gas was 86 cents a gallon.
Oh, my. That was 3 years ago, and that sounds like, you know, that sounds like decades ago when you say a price like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy, Jeremy. Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Jeremy in Buffalo, 803-0930, star 930. I'll tell you, when I was in college, I would always be the, you know, $10 fill, you know, put $10 in your car and just let it get you till the next time you have to fill up. And for some reason, I'd always find myself downtown. And there's that one gas station. There used to be two. Okay, there used to be a gas station on Chippewa, and then there was the one right off, I think it's off Genesee, downtown. Now that's the only gas station downtown except for the one across from the casino. And that gas station, I mean, it's always, I think, the highest gas price in the area. And I would always get stuck having to fill up there because I'd be downtown for something, and, you know, I would ride the E-Lite as far as I can, to the point where once I did have to call my parents and say, you know, I'm a college student. I had to call my parents and say, hey, my car literally ran out of gas. I was actually on a pizza delivery, and I was on Whirly in front of, Whirly, you know, the first batch of businesses there, and it just stopped working. I was giving it gas, and it just stopped. I had ridden the E-Lite as far as I could. So after that, now, you know, anytime that light came on, I would go maybe 10 miles and then, you know, frantically look for a place to fill up. And several times I got stuck at that gas station downtown. And let me tell you, always one of the most expensive. So was the one, by the way, that used to be on Chippewa, but that's been gone for years. Steve in Hamburg. Steve, thanks for calling in.
Hello there, Joe.
Hey, Steve, what do you got for us?
Ticket fees are really starting to determine how I go to a lot of things. This week I bought tickets for two different events. I was going to buy tickets for Peter Gabriel, which I did buy tickets. So I went online looking at it. He's at KeyBank, and I'm online looking at it, going through Ticketmaster, and the tickets were like, all right, that's right at the edge of what I want to pay. And then, but then the fees were like $24 per ticket. So needless to say, I thought about it, and my coworker was like, just go down to the arena. And then so I went to the arena, and luckily I was able to get those tickets without the service fees. So about an hour ago, I just bought my baseball tickets to go see the Padres and the Cubs when I'm in San Diego in June.
Ooh.
To visit my son. And so I bought the tickets, and I go to check out, and they're all through Ticketmaster. And the fees per ticket were $6 and like $6.25. And it's like, how can you range from $24 to $6.25?
Isn't that crazy? And the thing, Steve, that I hate the most about it is, you know, there are some sites that will actually put those in when you're looking at the prices, but then you go on a Ticketmaster and you completely forget that until you get to the next screen. And you're thinking to yourself, I could have bought a third ticket for that price.
Yep.
Yeah.
The
fees have gotten ridiculous. And Steve, here's what upsets me the most about the fees. I'm going to sound older than my age, but this is what upsets me the most about the fees. You get charged a convenience fee for ordering online when most of these places don't even have a ticket box anymore. So your only option's online. Your only option is to pay that fee because there's no other alternative.
I was not going to spend $125 for Peter Gabriel for where the seats were at. But because I still had that option of being able to go down to the arena and go to the box office and skip the fees, I said, yeah, I'm going now.
See? Yeah.
Because that was $90. I got four tickets. That would have been $90 in fees, almost $100 in fees.
The trip downtown is worth $90, Steve.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, appreciate the call. Steven Hamburg. Yeah, ticket fees, and they do range so differently from, you know, a concert to a sporting event. And there are some, the convenience fees. Now, yes, you can go down to the arena and get tickets. That's how I got tickets last minute to Phil Collins when he was here in 2019. But there are some places, some baseball parks where, you know, the box office is not an option unless you want to wait till game day. And, you know, if you don't live in that city, you want to have your tickets before you go. I've been very fortunate with the New York Mets and my fandom of the New York Mets since the Mets are broadcast. Their flagship is an Odyssey station. I have access to free Mets tickets. So that's always a plus. It cost me zero work hours to go to the games, thanks to my employer. And that's always a fun time. But you do have to catch the 7 train, and that is not free. So 803-0930 *930 on this opening day, I'm asking you, how many hours of work does it cost to get your groceries? How many hours of work does it cost to pay your bills, right? Pick a bill and tell me how many hours of work. And what's that? Maybe it's, you know, a day activity you like to do over the weekends, you know, maybe go to Darien Lake or something. What is an activity, not a vacation? Because I think a vacation, probably people will save a paycheck or two to go on a vacation. But what's like a day activity or something you like to do that you can say, yeah, you know, it cost me this many hours to work? Because the MLB came out, or the study came out of MLB teams going through how many hours of the average American has to work to afford tickets to different MLB games. So I thought it would be a nice way to tie in this baseball study with real life. And, you know, it's something I have to admit, I've never thought of it in that way. But now that I've read this study that this guy emailed to me, now I think that's how I'm going to think of everything. You know, my wife says, hey, what are we going to have for dinner today? And I'm going to think, how many hours of work did I need to get that sub? How many hours of work did I need to get that pizza? You know, I think it's an interesting way to think of it. And I'd like to hear your takes on it. 803-0930, *930. And gas prices are on the rise again, which not overly surprising with a holiday coming up. But they really never sunk below $3. And here we are, $3.38 the average in Western New York. Where are you seeing the highest prices? Where are you seeing the lowest prices? And is a membership to a Sam's Club, to a BJ's, worth the low gas? 803-0930, *930. And tell me the most ridiculous story you've heard of someone driving a ridiculous distance just to get cheap gas. Eventually, it's too far, right? It's a waste of a trip. Because if you're driving 15 miles for a cheap tank of gas, think of the wear and tear you put on your car. Think of the gas you're already going through. Eventually, it's not worth it. It has to be within reason. 803-0930, *930. One final time, Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. Here with you on News Radio 930 WBEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here on News Radio 930 WBEN. That is from Frampton Comes Alive. Someone called in during David's show talking about Baby, I Love Your Way. I understand why it was his favorite to play at the time. I think Show Me the Way is probably the second best. It might actually be the best, you know? I mean, and that might just be because everyone knows the big song from that album, which is, I'm blanking on it right now. Feel Like We Do, which, yeah, everyone loves the 14-minute version of Do You Feel Like We Do. Show Me the Way, good song, just a good album. Like I said, I saw the anniversary he toured and performed the album as it was performed the year the album was made. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to see Peter Frampton. Obviously, he didn't have the hair when I saw him that he had in the Frampton Comes Alive album cover. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. I'm asking you, how many hours of work does it cost you to buy groceries? How many hours of work does it cost you to pay your insurance? To pay, you know, for a house repair? How many hours of work? 803-0930, *930. And what's that activity you like to do? I'm not talking vacation, because that's probably a paycheck or two. But, you know, an activity, going to Darien Lake or something. How many hours of work does that cost you? Or going to Splash Lagoon. Maybe you're going to Splash Lagoon. How many hours of work does that cost you? On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone says, Joe, my groceries cost me around $8 to $10 of pay for my primary job. It's just myself, my 16-year-old son, and my German Shepherd. That money would come from my primary job, which also pays my mortgage and car payment. Job number two pays the utilities and gas and my car insurance. Job three provides me a few bucks extra for pizza, a night out with my friends, and my son's hockey. Look at that. Has it all broken down? And I have a very similar way of how I split up my income, right? You know, my main job, this is rent. It's my bills, car insurance, all that stuff. And then my second job is usually fun money, right? Now, every now and then, we get into a what they call a pickle, right? And you might be hit with a charge, or you might be hit with an expense you weren't planning for, and you might have to dip into that fun money job and use some of that to pay things off. But yeah, I usually like to break it down like that as well. 8 to 10 hours of pay for the grocery store, for the weekly groceries. Like I said, you know, I mean, I don't go every week, so I can't break it down like that, which, Joe, why would you propose this topic if you can't break it down yourself? But I would say probably every time I go to the store, and I go multiple times a week, I'm at least spending 2 hours of work on the groceries I get, right? If I'm picking a few things up, 2 hours. But now that I'm thinking this way, I think this is a really cool way to think about it. Break down, you know, your work, your income into hours, and then think of that when you go shopping. I think that really could stop you from making an outrageous purchase that you don't need to make, right? Like, we always talk about people spending too much on sports gambling. And obviously, it's opening day. A lot of people putting money on sports gambling. I can proudly say that in the last month, I have not spent more than 1 hour's pay on sports gambling, right? I put just small wagers here and there because, let's be honest, in the last month, I haven't had really anything extra except for an hour's worth of pay with all the unforeseen expenses. However, I've been able to turn that 1 hour of pay into about 4 hours of pay with just some fun betting on the side. I think if you think of it that way, you don't have people putting way too much money into an app or you know, of income they don't have that's disposable. So I think it's a cool way to do it, and I'm happy. I don't know how I got on these on this email list for all this baseball stuff, but I did, and I have to say, it's a really cool way to break everything down. Now, they also go further here, and I think this is something that we can all relate to. And again, not just because not baseball, but think here in Buffalo. For when you go to an event, right? Steven Hamburg was talking about going to see Peter Gabriel. All right, you've got the tickets to the show now, but what about when you want to go to the concessions and you want to get a beer? I will say this, beer at the stadium was just under an hour pay for a can of beer. For some people, I'm sure it's over an hour of pay for a can of beer at a sporting event. Right? A slice of pizza. That's like that's a half hour of work. And they broke that down on this study too. And the average fan at a stadium is spending 4 hours of work at the concession stands. That's 10 hours of work. If you spent 6 hours of work on your game ticket and then 4 hours at the concession stand. Now, again, for someone like me, I'll justify that, right? I'll put a few more hours in at the other job. I'll get any overtime they give me here. I'm in. But for some people, I think that, you know, probably, you know, keeps them away from going to events, keeps them away. We, you know, we've seen empty venues before for events. And, you know, everyone wants to point to the ticket. But I think every now and then it might have to do with, yeah, I've got the ticket, but that's a night out, right? Going to an event for most people is a night out. You'll go out for drinks or for dinner before. You'll go to the event. You'll probably get a few beverages while you're at the event. And then a lot of people go out after. I mean, that's half a week of pay for some people. You know, and I'm not just saying that. That is. Now, if it's something, a once-in-a-lifetime thing, right? If it's the farewell tour for Kiss, or if it's, you know, something that's only going to come around once, I think you can make that you know, okay, I'll make that argument. But if it's just a random Wednesday concert, I think that's what keeps people away. I keep on wanting to say scares people away, but keeps people away from going to these events, going to these venues. 803-0930, star 930, also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone says, my husband calculates the value of an item fun needs according to hourly wages all the time. Oh, see, I'm so happy that I got this study, because I think that's exactly how I'm going to do things now. You know, if we're contemplating doing something, you know, I'm going to say, all right, let's just make sure we don't go over this many hours of work. Right. I think that's a good way to put it, because it's the effort you put in to have that money to do that thing or to buy that item that you want. Someone also says they break down their shopping store to store, go to certain stores for certain things. Now, in some areas of Western New York, I think that works out great, right? I mean, if you have some items you want to get at an Aldi and other items you want to get at a Tops or a Wegmans, if you live near Maple here, well, that's pretty easy because Aldi is right by Tops and Wegmans. You know, that's also the case, well, soon going to be the case on Sheridan, where they're putting an Aldi right next to the Wegmans on Sheridan. But I think that's all within reason, right? I mean, if you have one grocery store that's 8 or 9 miles away from the other one, I think you have to start asking yourself, is this worth the travel? Now, most people probably shop in a plaza and then park their car in the middle and try to make as many stops as they can without starting the car up. I'm always interested with that too, you know, since Target now has a grocery section, and on transit you have a Target right next to a Wegmans, you'll definitely see people. I saw someone over the weekend with a Wegmans shopping cart inside Target. They didn't even think about changing their cart out. They dumped their Wegmans groceries in the car and took the Wegmans cart into Target. I thought that was very interesting. I don't know if I would have been able to do that, but I thought that was very interesting. This lady was on a mission, and she was not going to let anyone stop her. She got her Wegmans stuff in the car. Boom. I'm getting a few items at Target. And I think a lot more people do that. More and more people will do that for two reasons. Number one, if it's convenient, right? If it's like that where they're in the same parking lot. Or number two, I mean, things are getting ridiculously expensive. You know, I'm trying to clean up my diet again, and for me, I love to have cauliflower rice with chicken. That's like my go-to. I'm eating healthy meal. If my wife sees me stock the freezer up with cauliflower rice, she knows, okay, Joe's going to try to lose weight again, right? She knows what that means. Now, there's one kind of cauliflower rice I love, right? It's the cauliflower rice and Italian cheese mix, I think is the name of it. Now, that used to be $1.50 a bag in one of those steamable bags, okay? It's $3 now. But I can get a big thing of cauliflower rice. It's not a steamable bag, okay? And it's not seasoned. But I can get the big bag that would probably last me over a week for like $8 at BJ's. Well, you know what? I probably am going to sacrifice the seasoning on it. I'll do it myself, and I'll take the $8 one. And people are being faced with that all the time. You know, this is something I used to always get. It's now been priced out. I cannot spend that kind of money on this regularly. So I'm going to have to go to something else that's like it and then just work with it, you know, my own and make it my own thing. I mean, think about how many people have been priced out of their steak dinner. We talked about this a few months ago. People have been priced out of their steak dinner. Right? With gas on the rise again, groceries are still high. Probably some of your bills are higher than they've ever been. You know, that steak dinner might not be happening every week. Maybe it's happening every other week. Or that pizza night out is now a frozen pizza night in. You know, I think that's happening for a lot of people. And you don't have to look, you know, you don't have to look at any study. You don't have to hear me. Well, you have to look at one study. Sorry. You have to look at one study. The number of people, of Americans who are living paycheck to paycheck. And I think that will tell you how many Americans probably have cut a few things out of that grocery trip or have combined, you know, a Wegmans with an Aldi or a Tops with a Target, you know, just to get as much savings as they can. 803-0930, star 930. All right, I want to jump to something else, but first I have to tell you about one of the most disgusting things I've seen on social media. Now, you know, there's a lot of crap on social media. I think we can all agree on that. But I saw a video today of someone putting a strawberry in salt water. Have you ever seen this? Dropping the strawberry in salt water and seeing these bugs come out of the strawberry. Now, I have to say, I wash, anytime I have fruits or vegetables, I always make sure I wash them, right? I've been told that my entire life, make sure you wash off any kind of fruit or vegetable you have before you eat it. But these were bugs, like, literally coming out of the strawberry. And it was absolutely disgusting. And, you know, it was in a bowl of salt water. They left it there for, like, 30 minutes. In the amount of bugs. Now, again, this is a Instagram video. It, you know, it cut to certain parts. It's not a video just sitting there for 30 minutes. But if that's true, if those kind of bugs are in the strawberries even after you wash it, I'm going to have to rethink. I love strawberries. It's one of my favorite summertime foods. If this is seriously what's inside of strawberries. So I saw the video, right? And it's probably going to cost me a half hour of work. But I'm going to have to go get some strawberries and do that test myself. I'm going to have to get the thing of salt water, drop a few strawberries in there and see if any bugs come out. Has anyone ever tried that themselves? I wonder if anyone's ever done that at home, right? Put a bowl of salt water, drop the strawberries in it, and have seen how many, if any, bugs have come out of it. Because that is, for me, that is just disgusting. And I'm questioning if I'll ever try strawberries again. 803-0930, star 930. All right, I want to get to something else that happened today, actually. Something that's been going on in Western New York. And this happened at multiple schools today in Western New York. Josh, if you could put my news boss up. Thank you very much. This happened at multiple schools in Western New York. And this is, just talk about poor taste, right? And just upsetting parents, right? Putting this worry in parents and people in the community that is unnecessary. This happened in Buffalo, in Lockport, in Olean today. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Gamalia was meeting with Buffalo School Superintendent Thursday when Buffalo Police were responding to a weapons call at South Park High School. The call was alarming, said Gramalia. He added, it stated that three were shot currently, that shots were being fired, and that several students were shot in the bathroom at the school. So police rushed to the school and determined it was a fake call. This had also happened in Lockport and Olean today. It also happened last month at Nichols School. Remember that? When police responded to a call at Nichols School. Now, Joe Gamalia just spoke with the media, and we have a few clips from that we'd like to share with you. Our Tim Winger went down there to cover it. Here's a few comments on what he said. I just want your thoughts. You know, obviously, we had a tragedy a few days ago in Nashville, and now the following days, we're having fake calls to schools here locally. People, kids, I don't know. Obviously, some sick individuals are calling in fake threats to school, and not just threats. They're calling in saying that that there's an attack going on at a school, sending police to the school, right? Putting that worry, because what happens when police are responding to an event? It's all over social media. I got numerous text alerts from local media today about police, you know, being called to an incident at South Park School. Police responding to a call at Lockport schools. All turned out to be fake. And it's something that obviously now police are on high alert for. And here are a few things that Joe Gamalia said just a little bit ago downtown.
Cars responded very quickly within a few minutes. It was quickly determined that this was a false call. We had gotten information last night around the country of a rise in swatting calls, as it's known as. This morning, we also got information from downstate that there were swatting calls. At the time of this call was going on, myself, my school's chief, and deputy commissioner were actually in a meeting with the school superintendent on numerous topics. We discussed the potential of swatting calls coming to this location, and sure enough, we got one of those calls while we were in our meeting with the superintendent. It's not a joke. We know why people do this. We're working with the state and federal partners to do our best to track these things down. We'll see where they come from, whether they're overseas or whether they're stateside, but we will exhaust every effort to pursue these callers if we can get to their locations. You are looking at falsely reporting an incident. Not sure, because these calls are being made across the state, depending on where you are. There's federal jurisdictions that would apply, and I don't know exactly what those federal charges would be. But there are a multitude of charges that could apply.
So that's Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Gramaglia talking about swatting calls that happened in Buffalo today. As he said, they also happened downstate. They happened at Lockport. There was one in Olean. What are your thoughts on this, and what should the punishment for something like this be? I mean, obviously on high alert after what happened in Nashville, obviously a tragedy in Nashville. And in the following days, we have people calling in fake threats, fake events, reporting, falsifying a report. What should happen to someone who files a report like that? And why do we have so many people throughout the state of New York, I'm sure it's throughout the country, calling in these fake threats? You know, this happened once when I was in school, at my school, when I was in Smallwood Elementary. Someone called in a fake bomb threat, I think, to every district in Amherst. And I remember, they kept on backing us away from the school. I had brand new shoes my parents had just bought me. I knew they'd be upset because there was mud all over them. They kept backing us away from the school and backing us away from the school. It was a fake threat. And they were called into every single Amherst school. What possesses someone to want to do that? I mean, that's sick. That is a sick individual that thinks they're going to put fear not only in the kids in the school when they see a bunch of police arrive, but they're also putting a fear in the in the police having to go and respond to what they think is a situation. They're also putting fear into the community. In fear in the parents. How many parents today got an alert about, police responding to an incident at the school? I know I got it. I'm sure most of you got an alert. And it puts everyone on high alert. And to falsify a report, to take advantage of a high alert, to put that fear in people at any time is wrong, but I think it's even more, I don't want to use the word problematic, but it's even more of an issue following a tragedy that we are still seeing investigated and still seeing in every news update. So I want to know from you, 803-0930, star 930, what do you think of these swatting calls? When you got the alert today that one was called in, what were the thoughts going through your mind? What was the fear going through your mind? And how should these individuals be punished? 803-0930, star 930. Beamer in for Bowerly one final time here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.